Ready, crew?
Good morning. Good to be here. Looking forward to speaking with you guys. I think there's a lot of pieces in place with our roster, but with anything, you're always looking for opportunities to improve. You know, we're going through the process of that right now, which is what this part of it here is in Indy, and then we've got free agency coming up in a few weeks. So I think, as always, like I said, you're looking for opportunities to improve, but I'm encouraged with a lot of the pieces that I've seen so far. You know, I don't know that yet. I think it's a process that you go through. There's a number of different components, the draft, free agency, trying to improve the team, but a big piece of it is when you get to actually spend time with them on the field. I mean, you can look at tape, but until you try to implement some of the things that you want to do and you see how they fit in that, that's a big piece of it. So, you know, we'll have time from the number of OTAs and training camp. I think the biggest thing right now is just trying to overall look at opportunities to improve our team. Well, I thought both sides of the ball, the line did a good job for the most part last year. I think we're young on the interior three, the center and the two guards. And, you know, that's a good thing because if you're just looking at a team, a big piece of it is your offensive and your defensive line. And we've got some youth there. We've got some players that have played well. So I'm excited about seeing how they go from there. I think you're always looking, you know, those areas to try to find players that can help your football team. But I think we have some young players, some good pieces of the puzzle on both sides of the ball there. We played last year in San Diego. We played the AFC South, so you get a good feel for that. You know, if you look at what happened in Kansas City last year, you never know how things are going to change from year to year. You know, I have a lot of respect for this division. I've played teams a number of times here, and you know, I'm excited about being in this division and competing in it. You're saying Frank follow me in San Diego? Yeah. Well, I think, first of all, Frank Reich did a heck of a job last year in his role. You know, there was a lot being said about the way Philip played, and, you know, our staff did a great job, and Frank especially, from the standpoint of his input with the quarterback play and working on a lot of those things, and I think he'll do a great job. I know he's prepared for it. He works very hard at it, and he's a smart guy, played the position. So I'm excited for Frank. He'll do a great job.
Ken, you've interviewed 2 years in a row now for the Browns head coaching job. What went wrong?
From what perspective?
Well, what did you do wrong? What did you? I'll do the job perhaps, but could you describe those discussions?
Well, I'm honored to be considered to work with the Browns. I have a lot of respect for Mr. Haslam and that organization. I've competed against him a number of years. Feel very lucky to have the opportunity. You know, I can't speak to anything other than I'm honored to be considered there, and you know, I wish them the best.
But did you have Joe Banner have objections with a coaching staff that you wanted to put together?
You know what? He didn't specifically talk about that with me. I can't comment on that because there's a lot of things that go on as far as, you know, it's just one of the things that you just don't want to, you know, there's nothing really to say about it. I ended up in Tennessee. I'm happy to be here, excited about my opportunity.
Over the last year, you look back very much at the 6 years with the Cardinals about what worked, what didn't, what you might apply to the next head coach job.
I think you do that every year, not necessarily the 6 years that I was in Arizona. I was very grateful to have had an opportunity there. The fans were fantastic with me. You know, Michael gave me the opportunity in this league as a head coach, and I'm very grateful for that. And sure, you learn things as you go through it. You know, we did a lot of good things there, and obviously as happens in this league, if you lose your job, it's because things didn't go as well. And you work to try to correct those things if you get another opportunity. So I'm looking forward to having that opportunity. Terrell Austin. Terrell's a good football coach. I've worked with him as an assistant. He worked for me in Arizona. And, you know, I'm glad to see him get this opportunity. He's very passionate about the game. He's been in a number of different defenses, and he's a sponge. You know, he's learned things from everywhere he's been, and I expect him to be very good in this league as a coordinator. You know, I can't speak about what he has left in the tank. You never know about that. I know I see a player that's there every Sunday. He's had a lot of success in the league, done good things, been to Pro Bowls. You have a lot of respect for that. So, you know, you can't speak to anything other than he practiced every day from what I've seen. You know, when you look at the records from last year, and he played in a lot of games. So, and he's been a good football player. No, it seems like I get a number of different questions. I think a lot of people have questions about a lot of different things. Are you optimistic that Johnson will remain on the team? Am I optimistic he'll remain on the team? Well, once again, it's a process with everybody that you go through with the football team. This is a part of it, you know, the draft, the combine, and then free agency. And putting together the team is not an exact science. So we're under no deadline to do it. We still have a lot of things that we have to evaluate going forward. Chemistry is a big piece of it. So we haven't even spent any time with our team yet. So there's, like I said, there's no rush to make a decision.
Ken, there was a direct quote from you and Peter King's Monday Morning Power, where in the interview with the Browns, you said that you sort of shot back at Joe Banner and said, "Who are you to comment on the kind of coaching staff I can put together?" It was a direct quote, supposedly. Did you say that?
You know, I don't recall exactly what was said in those meetings. There was a lot going on at that time. I certainly, as an exact quote, there was not an exact quote from me that was in that article.
Do certain teams have non-traditional decision makers, such as Joe Banner? Do they face obstacles in getting certain players to get along?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't understand exactly what you're asking with that question. You know, I don't know. I don't know about that. I know that I felt honored to have an opportunity to speak with Mr. Haslam and Alex Shiner and Joe Banner and Mike Lombardi, and I felt good about the interview. You know, that's how you go through these processes. And after that, after you do that, then going from that point, it's out of your control. There's a lot of things that go on from that point. So I felt like Tennessee was a good opportunity for me, and I'm excited to be with the Titans. Well, from what I've seen, Jake exhibits a lot of qualities that you can get excited about. So, you know, I think one of the strengths that we've done is trying to tailor what we do that fits to the player. And until we get on the field with Jake and see some of the things that he can do, you don't know. You don't know which direction it's going to go. But I'm excited about what I've seen as far as those qualities that he's exhibited. I think the arrow is definitely going up, and I'm looking forward to working with him on the field.
Ken, how about your interactions with the Lions? Have you kept you from further pursuing that staff?
Well, once again, I have a lot of respect for Detroit, and Martin and I were teammates, and, you know, it's a good organization, and I really liked what I'd seen in the quarterback. But once again, you know, when you got to understand when there's a lot going on in a short window. I feel very honored that I was given an opportunity to interview with the Lions, but You know, they're looking at different candidates as well, and you don't have control of that situation. So when it all comes down to the end, you know, I had an opportunity with Tennessee, and I felt good about that. Absolutely not. Well, I mean, I think you're always looking for players, good football players, and then you'll fit them into what what their strengths are. So, you know, it's not specifically, excuse me, it's not specifically, as you say, for looking to fit a defense or making a complete change. We're looking for good football players. We've got some good coaches, and, you know, what ultimately we do defensively and offensively is going to be a function of the type of players that we have. You got to have that flexibility. I haven't really studied him, but if you're co-defensive player of the SEC, it's a doggone good conference. So he's got to be a good football player. Well, Jake is obviously working to get back. I don't know as far as a specific time frame of when he can come back. We're anticipating that we'll have him to be able to work in the OTAs as we go forward. And, you know, that's what you want. You want to have him involved with that because, like I said, working with your team is an important piece of it. And so we're hopeful that the rehab schedule will continue on the pace and we'll have him. Well, I think it's a team effort. You know, obviously, Rustin and his scouts, his staff have put in a lot of work with these guys. And I think coaches are a little bit behind the curve just because they've been working on the season. But they get involved with this process now. This is an important piece of it at the combine because you get a chance to spend some time with these players. You can evaluate what they do from a standpoint of height, speed, weight, you know, all those kind of things. But when you get a chance to sit down and talk with them and see where their football knowledge is and a lot of those things that are the intangible part of it, that's a big piece of it. So once that's done, then we all sit down in a room and talk about it and work to get it right on these players. I think that's going to be up to Sean and how it proceeds through the OTAs and training camp. I liked what I've seen of him off the tape. I had a lot of respect for him before he came to Tennessee, just from the way he played.
Ken, forever that franchise is Bud Adams. People don't know much about Tommy Smith. What's he been like to you to work with so far?
Tommy's been great. I think his knowledge of the game has been very impressive with me. You know, as not knowing much about Tommy Smith, I didn't realize how involved he'd been in football for so long. And just his depth of knowledge about players has been very impressive. But I think one of the things that I'm really excited about is his direction that he wants to go with the team. He's committed to wanting to put a good football team out there. And everything that he's shown to this point has been outstanding.
Okay, two more questions.
When you've dealt with young quarterbacks, players that have talented backs, but talented young quarterbacks, what are the big three issues that are just finding guys who fit the system and not rushing them?
I think you got to try to assess what they do well and try to put them in situations where they can capitalize on that. You was asked a question a minute ago about non-mobile versus mobile guys. And, you know, I think there's different things you can do with different players. And you try to, once again, assess their strength. You know, one of the things with Jake is he's been very mobile. So is that going to be a piece of it? Well, you know, those are a lot of things you don't know specifically until you – once again, I hate to keep going back to it, but until you get a chance to spend time with them on the field. And then you try to, I think you go through the process, you try to give them as much as you can give them. And with that, you evaluate what you feel like they're good at. Then you try to put them in situations where they can be successful. Sounds like an easy process. I hope it turns out that way. You know, there's all different kinds that have had success in this league. I think chemistry is a big piece of it and how he fits into your football team. You know, that position, there's a lot of inherent leadership that goes with it. So a lot of the qualities that you look for, those guys naturally have. So really it comes down to their fit and what they do well and trying to capitalize on those.
Thank you, Coach.
Well, I think it's all a part of the evaluation process. You know, you can't put all your eggs in one basket, but it is a part of the process.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.